David?
There have been a number of studies over the years that have shown that the vast majority of recurrences, local recurrences, when they occur, occur right in the tumor bed. And actually, very few recurrences occur outside of the primary quadrant in which the tumor is located. So the question that we might ask ourselves about radiation therapy is, can the volume of treatment be reduced just to the area at risk? And with a lower volume, can radiation therapy be compressed in time? How will the cosmetic outcome compare to whole breast radiation? And, of course, how are patients selected? How can costs be reduced if we're giving less treatment over a shorter period of time? So right now, the trial that we've discussed, NSABP-B39, also known as RTOG-0413, is a randomized trial that's looking at whole breast irradiation in eligible patients versus partial breast radiation. The whole breast radiation is given after adjuvant therapy in a standard fashion. The partial breast irradiation is given prior to adjuvant therapy, and the physician may choose either interstitial brachytherapy, mammocyte, or 3D conformal. This study will take patients to 4,000 for the sample size, and these individuals have to have 0, 1, 2 stage tumors that are less than 3 centimeters, less than 3 positive nodes, and extensive intraductal carcinoma is possible, but the margins have to be negative. The endpoints of this were in breast tumor recurrence between partial breast and non, but really the data that's likely to become the most interesting, in addition to distant disease-free survival and overall survival and recurrence-free survival, are the cosmesis and changes and late toxicities between the different technologies that are utilized in the trial. So in the end, we need to be cautious. While all of these techniques may be used outside of a protocol setting and are in selected patients, we need to keep in mind the size of the data set and how much follow-up there is when we recommend this to patients. While it's likely these will be equivalent, it is not clear what the long-term toxicities and long-term outcomes will be.